الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعين ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، نشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله، اما بعد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة، أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. صدق الله العظيم. Brothers and sisters in Islam, today in this blessed month of Ramadan, this inshallah the 27th day of Ramadan, we praise Allah, our Lord, our Creator, and we thank Him. We thank Him so much for having given us an opportunity to worship Him. We thank Him so much for opening up our eyes and having us to see His oneness and His greatness. We thank Him. We thank Him for giving to us our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Him for giving to us Al-Quran, this book, Al-Furqan, that distinguishes between truth and falsehood. We believe in Allah, we trust Him, and we bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger and His servant. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of ourselves and bear witness that whomever Allah guides is guided aright, and whomever Allah leaves to error, no one can guide them. Peace and blessings be upon His messenger, Muhammad alayhi salat wa salam, upon his companion and his family and the Muslims everywhere. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, I begin this khutbah with, you know, I don't want to say bad news, because Allah knows. But whenever we have the death of someone that we love, we don't usually call it good news, we usually say bad news. I want to report the death of two people that we've known for years who died in this great month of Ramadan. One brother, his name is Ibrahim Lunik. Many of you may know him. He is the brother who has been the president of the Islamic Center of Flushing, Queens for many years. Very great brother. An accountant for the Islamic Society of North America, and he served many Muslims for years. I look forward every year he would send me the new calendar, every year. And I would look for my calendar from Ibrahim Lunik. But how great Allah is. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابٍ مُؤَجَّلًا. No soul can die except by the permission of Allah. It's written in a book. Let me tell you how this man died. As a witness bearer of the work that he did, and I feel Allah must have been pleased with him. Where did he die? He died in an automobile accident from Medina on his way to Mecca. in his ihram garment. It doesn't get better than that. For that man, inshallah, will be raised on Yawm al-Qiyamah, reciting, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, reciting Talbiyah. What an honor to die in your ihram garment, in the garment of making umrah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What an honor to die in the month of Ramadan. Not only that, Allah blessed this man. Allah looked at the work of this man, and people performed in Mecca behind his bier, behind his janazah, behind his dead body, over 500,000 people. It doesn't get any better than that. So if you want to die, if you're going to die, you're going to die anyway, so why not die in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this man, in the last few years, every time during this time of the year, during the time of Ramadan, he spent it in Mecca, subhanAllah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him his sins and grant him Jannah, inshallah. Another brother, one of our good old brothers here, for many years, Abdul Hakim Hassan, a personal friend of mine, and many of you know him. Always a Muslim. Always struggling. He died in Panama last week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and forgive him his sin and grant him in Jannah. Who knows, maybe Allah in his great mercy take someone's soul in the month of Ramadan while the doors of Jahannam are closed and the doors of paradise are open. You can't get in Jahannam right now, even if you wanted to. The doors are closed. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and accept the ibadah of both these brothers. Before I get into my talk, I want to remind you that inshallah today is the 27th of Ramadan. That means tomorrow, Saturday, is the 28th and Sunday is the 29th. Those of you who began with us on Sunday. That means Sunday night, the Muslims around the world and in America will be searching for the halal of Shawwal. We'll look that night, and inshallah, if you call the masjid by 10 p.m., we will let you know whether the halal of Shawwal was sighted and whether the next day, Monday, is the Eid day, or if not Monday, Tuesday. Inshallah, we're looking to have the day of gathering, our holiday, this Monday or Tuesday. And if you call us up by Sunday night at 10 p.m., we will tell you that either the Eid is tomorrow on Monday or the next day, Tuesday. I've called around to all the masajid trying to see if there's one location that we can all pray together. Apparently, that's not going to be this year, so all of the masjids will be in their own masjid, so we will have Salat Eid here at this masjid. Inshallah, Monday morning or Sunday morning at 8 a.m., come here. We will fix up the masjid as much as we can. We have a huge basement. We're going to have it cleaned up, inshallah. If I were you, I would come early. Most likely, like most masjid, we'll have 2 and 3 prayers. Let everybody come in, inshallah, and enjoy the Salatu Eid, inshallah, Monday or Tuesday. The Prophet, alayhi salatu wa salam, according to Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, said that he had made incumbent upon all of the Muslims, even the slaves, male and female, young and old, who pays zakatul fitrah. This zakatul fitrah was commanded by the Prophet alayhi salat wa salam to be paid by dates or barley or food. A sa', a measurement of about 3 kilometers. Yeah, you know what I mean. That. And to be paid before you go to the salat. So try to pay this zakatul fitra, which is mandatory. If brother, you and your wife, you pay for yourself and your wife. You, your wife, and 3 children, you pay for yourself, your wife, and your 3 children. So the head of the family must pay for everyone, and you have to pay for your slaves also. If you have them. If you're going to pay in money, pay about $7 per family member. If you just by yourself, pay $7. Try to pay it on the last day of the fast, or at least before the Salat or Eid, inshallah. We will try to distribute whatever we get as fast as we can to those who need it. Now, brothers and sisters, I just wanted to take a moment today to leave you with these words. I mentioned the ayat in the Quran, لَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابُ جَنَّاتِهُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. The people of hell and the people of paradise are not the same. The people of paradise are those who are victorious. All throughout the Quran you see this word, la yastawi or la tastawi hasana wa la say'a. Good and evil are not alike. ليس الذكر كالأنثى ليس الذكر كالأنثى. And the male is not like the female. And what I wanted to say today for a few moments is that if we're going to have an Islamic movement, then that leader of the Islamic movement must recognize the fact that everybody is not alike. We're all different. And the sooner a leader understands that, then the leader will be a better leader because he understands that nobody is exactly alike. Everybody is different. One of the names of Al-Quran is Al-Furqan. Al-Furqan makes a distinction between right and wrong. One of the nicknames of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was Al-Faruq is one who makes a distinction between right and wrong. If you study the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see that he treated everyone with justice, but he didn't treat everybody alike. And what I'd like to leave with you today, this point, everybody is not alike. Thanks be to Allah that He made us different. Ya ayyuhan nas inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. O mankind, Allah said, we made you from male and female. So brother, no matter how much you think, a woman is not like a man. They're human beings. They have feelings. You must treat them with justice, but they're not men. And you can't treat a woman like a man. And a woman can't treat a man like a woman, because there's a difference between men and women. There's a distinction. I am an African. Born in America, Allah made me that.
هو الذي يساوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء. It's Allah who shakes you in the wombs of your mother as He please. Allah, please to make me an African. I am an African. I don't even know what country I come from, but I know I am an African. Some of people born in America, white European, my brother, Muslim, Allah made him white. My brother's from Pakistan. Allah made you Indian, from Bangladesh, from India. My brother's from Egypt, Syria, Jordan, Libya, from Malaysia and Lebanon, from Iraq and Iran. All of us, Allah made us human, but made us different. Made us Muslim, but made us different. All of us are different. Some of us, I heard Brother Ibrahim asking people to give money before the khutbah. Some among you sit here poor, faqir. Some rich, ghanir. Ghani, rich, faqir, poor. Some of you rich, some of you poor. Some black, some white, some Arab, some non-Arab. Some speak English, some speak French, some speak German, some speak Arabic. Some of you are tall, some are short, some of you are heavy, some of you are thin. Some of you live in a home, some of you live in your own home, some of you live in an apartment, some of you even live in a shelter, some of you have no home. So when you look at the people, everybody's different. Some of you sit here with long beards, some have no beards. Everybody's not alike. But if you're going to have an Islamic movement, then the leader of the Islamic movement must recognize that everybody's different. And that leader of the Islamic movement must incorporate everybody in the movement who have the slightest bit of iman. You must incorporate that person into the Islamic movement. We can't throw away anybody. So that leader must be Al-Faruq. He must be able to distinguish between good and evil. Even the prophets are not the same. تِلْكَ الرُّسُولُ فَدَّلْنَا بَعْثُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْثٍ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ وَرَفَعَ بَعْثَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ. These are the prophets. Allah has excelled some above others. Some even one He spoke to directly. And some He raised in degrees above others. This is Quran. So everybody's not the same. And the people who tried to make an economic system based on the fact that we share everything equally is wrong, because communism goes against Islam and goes against the law of nature. Islam have never taught, Allah has never taught, the Prophet has never taught that everybody has the same exact thing. No. Some people, because of their ingenuity, because of their hard work, Allah gives them a great reward. Others are lazy. And they get according to what they strive for. وَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Mankind to have nothing except for what they strive for. Some people, they work hard, but even though they work hard, racism stops them from getting their share. So everybody is not alike. Now, brothers and sisters, I say all of this, want to say something that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said 1400 years ago, and I want you to just think about it, alhamdulillah, and want to learn a lesson from it, and then we go. This hadith that I'm about to say to you, I've mentioned in this place before, this masjid before. Listen to the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Latasubu ashabi. Latasubu ashabi. Don't ever curse my companions. Don't revile, don't curse my companions. Wala ana ahadakum أنفق مثل أهد ذهبا ما بلغ مدة أحدهم ولا نصيفه. For if one of you spent gold the size of Mount Uhud, that gold that you spend would not reach a handful of what my Sahaba spent, even a half of handful. Now you've heard me give this khutbah, this talk before, this hadith. But subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, you must always study until you die. Because unless you know the context of what the Prophet is saying, then you miss the real wisdom of the hadith. Because this hadith has a context. لَتَثُوبُ أَصْحَابِي. Don't curse my companions. Who is the Messenger of Allah speaking to? On the surface, you think he's speaking to us. You Muslims in the 21st century, don't curse my companions. Abu Bakr and Umar and Ali and Uthman, any of them, don't curse them. You are in the 21st century. You are 1999, don't curse my companions, because if you spent gold the size of Mount Uhud, that wouldn't reach even a handful of what one of my companions gave in the way of Allah, even a half of handful. But you know what? When you do cross-reference, you find out that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't talking to us. No. After comparing, this hadith is in Al-Bukhari. After comparing it with a Muslim hadith, I found out the context of who the Prophet was talking about, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by me understanding who the Prophet was talking about, I learned some great wisdom. Listen to the wisdom. Who was the Prophet talking about or talking to? He was talking to Saifullah. Saifullah? Saifullah? The sword of Allah. Saifullah was the nickname of Khalid ibn Walid. Khalid ibn Walid, radiallahu anhu, the Prophet was speaking to him. What? Isn't Khalid ibn Walid one of the Sahaba of the Prophet? Yes. And no. If you go to Muslim hadith, you will see Abdul Rahman ibn Auf and Khalid ibn Walid had an argument. And Khalid ibn Walid started cursing Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. And the Prophet said, let the Subu Ashabi, don't curse my companion. You mean to tell me that the Prophet made a distinction between Abdul Rahman ibn Auf and Khalid ibn Walid? Yes. Why? Because the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, understood the Quran. You understood the Quran. Now, brothers and sisters, when you get a chance, this is the ayat. Today's khutbah. Not all of us are alike. You can find it in chapter 57, surah of the Quran, and the 10th verse, and I quote, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ لَا يَسْتَوِي مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبْلَ الْفَأْتِ وَقَاتَلَ. سبحان الله. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm more confident than ever that everything he said, every idea that he uttered, every thought that he had, every word that he said, based upon the Quran. Based upon the Quran. They're not the same. Those who spent and fought before Al-Fat. And those who spent and fought after Al-Fat. Al-Fat? Yes, Al-Fat. Look up the word in Arabic dictionary. Fataha. Fataha means to open, or it means to be given a victory. Al-Fat, one of the ayats of the Quran, the victory, is referring to what happened in the 8th year after migration. Now, brothers and sisters, just bear with me for a moment to pick out the wisdom of this. Subhanallah. Do you know when Khalid became Muslim? One year before Al-Fat. One year before the victory. What victory? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions were run out of Mecca. And when they made migration, that began the date of the Muslim calendar. When they migrated from Mecca to Medina. 8 years later, the Prophet came back to Mecca. 10,000 Muslims. And when they came back, those who ran the Muslims out submitted. Mecca was defeated. And those Ansar from Medina thought that the Prophet would leave them and go back to Mecca. The Prophet was born in Mecca. But he stayed there 19 days. And while he was in 19 days in Mecca, he shortened his prayer. And by the way, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, man, he used from this, he was with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So according to his fiqh, his law, if you're traveling for 19 days or less, you can shorten your prayer. He based this on what the Prophet did, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is just a point of information. But you know what? Subhanallah, brothers and sisters. You know what? You are not the same. Inshallah, maybe 2 years from now, 3 years from now, this building, the Masjid al-Taqwa, will no longer be here as we know it today. Maybe it will be a big complex. And thousands of people will come. Yes. Inshallah, I want you always to remember this masjid as it was. This small masjid and people in the basement and people on the street. I want you to remember that. Inshallah, one day it will be good memories for you. One day you'll be able to come to this masjid and it will be so big. You'll have classes everywhere. You have gymnasium. You have library. You'll be studying in the library. And while you're studying in the library on that day, I want you to remember how it was. We used to be cramped in here. I want you to remember how the brothers used to ask for money. I want you to think how it used to be, how cramped we used to be. But you know something? But I don't care, whatever the degree of your deen, you would have been part of this. You would have been the vanguard of this. You would have been the helper of this. You would have been your money, your sweat, to help to build this. You brothers who came from Sudan, you brothers who came from Senegal in Niger, you brothers driving cabs, you brothers selling incense, you sisters, even some of you with your welfare money, and put a dollar in. You sisters who one day put a food stamp in the masjid because you didn't have nothing else. You'll be something special. Because you would be the vanguard. You'll be one of the ones who ran the drug dealers away. You'll be the ones who used to get arrested because you used to fight against the drug dealers. And you spent time in jail. You will be something special, even as those who fought in the battle of Badr were somebody special to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and fought in all the Ghazwa. They're not the same. No, you're not all the same. And when you study Khalid ibn Walid, he came 1 year before the victory in Mecca. Companion, okay, but not like the early companion. You know, Suhail ibn Amr, he became a companion. You know when he became a companion? On the day of Al-Fath, the victory. Abu Sufyan, companion, yeah. You know when he became Muslim? Right before Al-Fath. He accepted real quick. Everybody did this. Not the same. But now you come when everybody is conquered now. Now you come. Unlike you, when we had nobody. When we had no money. when we have nothing, that's the ones I want. I want you when we struggle together, that's my companion. Not those later, come on, after we build the complex, and now you want to come up, oh, remember, Assalamu alaikum, I'm with you. Okay. It's not the same when we were in Brother Salim's apartment. When there were a handful of us, when we used to pray in the living room, we used to move the furniture around, a handful of us used to pray in somebody's apartment. These are my companions. Yeah. When we came here and moved the dung out of and cleaned the mess out of this place and ran the drug dealers away from this place, closed down the bar in this place, ran out the drug dealers in this place, those are my companions. And even though some of them may be weak, maybe, as the Prophet ﷺ said about one companion, maybe Allah said, you fought in the battle of Badr, now do what you please. Allah is like that sometimes. Because of the contribution that you made. You may be one of the old soldiers. You may be a little slower than you used to be. And a new time has come now. Johnny come lately. They don't respect you. They don't know what you did. They don't know the price that you paid. When nobody wanted to be Muslim, you were Muslim. When it was unpopular to be Muslim, you were Muslim. You were the only Muslim on your school. You were the only Muslim on your block. You dared to wear jalabi when nobody else wore it. You dared to get out for Juma prayer. You dared to leave your job to go to the masjid. You dared to do that, but nobody did. May Allah have a special place for you. Yeah, you slowed down a lot. Yeah, you did. Your beard got real gray. Yeah, it did. But they're not the same. Everybody is not the same. And Allah is judge. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You know, brothers and sisters, you know this final battle, Al-Fath? You know when it was fought? Month of Ramadan. Yeah. Month of Ramadan. And there was a person, when the Muslims used to come in the early days in Mecca, the Muslims used to recite the Quran. And this person, he started learning from the Muslims. Didn't take Shahada, but started learning from the Muslims the Quran. And it's funny. In the day of the conquest of Mecca, when the Prophet came, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, all those who go to the home of Abu Sufyan will be saved. Muslims now, we're victorious now. You want to be saved, go to the home of Abu Sufyan. Or lay down your weapons, or lock your doors. If you do that, you'll be safe. And right after that, everybody started running to take Shahada. I mean, they would try to knock each other over, so they can outdo each other in taking Shahada. In fact, do you know that those people who became Muslim at the Battle of Badr, they have a special name. Al-Khulaka'u. Al-Khulaka'u. Those Arabs know this. Those who've been freed. Anyway, so one of the heads of the tribes went to the Prophet, took Shahada, and the Prophet told him how to make Salat and said, those who know the Quran, the best should lead the Salat. So they went back and noticed that nobody could lead them a Salat except for one person, that person who used to memorize the verses of the Quran. So that person led the Salat. What's interesting about what I just said is that person was 5 or 6 years old. He led the Salat. Brothers and sisters, I close. Allah is great. Brothers, my dua is that you and I would open up our eyes and be able to distinguish, make distinctions. How do I mean? You're going to be confronted every day with choices. Choices of a job. And some of the jobs that you get might not be pleasing to Allah.
You're going to make decisions. Some of you are going to decide today or tomorrow or next week a woman that you want to marry or a brother that you want to marry. Make sure you make the right decision. Have a distinction and a distinguishing mind. I close with this. You know in the Battle of Badr, the Muslims captured 70 of the disbelievers. 70. And there was some discussion about what to do with these prisoners of war. And the Prophet ﷺ took Shura with Umar ibn Qatad and Abu Bakr. Umar's position was that they should be killed, all of them. And the position of Abu Bakr is that they should be let free and ransomed. Get some money for them and let them go, or let them go as a favor. The Prophet ﷺ took the advice of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and let them go. And you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that, He revealed this ayat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ما كان للنبي أن يكون له أسرى حتى يثقن في الأرض تريدون أرض الدنيا والله يريد الآخرة والله عزيز حكيم ولولا كتاب من الله سبق لمسكم فيما أخذتم عذاب عظيم. This ayat is so heavy. It is not right for the Prophet of Allah to take prisoners of war until you have slaughtered the enemy. Until you have slaughtered them. Now listen. You all want the goods of this world and Allah wants for you the hereafter. Allah is powerful and wise. And had it not been for the book of Allah, something already established, we would have punished you severely for what you did. But for now, enjoy what you have gotten. It's halal. What's the wisdom? The wisdom is this. We as Muslims are saying to you now, we don't want to fight. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْكِتَالُ وَهُوَ كُرْهُ لَكُمْ. Fighting is prescribed for you, but you hate it. We don't want to fight, but there will come a time where we're going to have to fight. Trust me. One day, sooner or later, if the Prophet ﷺ fought 19 battles, sooner or later, we're going to have our Badr, we're going to have our Uhud, we're going to have our Hunain, we're going to have our battle. One day, we're going to have the Battle of Trench. One day, who knows? But when it happens, I'm telling you, whoever the leader is, when we first started, when you fighting, don't take no prisoners. That's the commandment. Why? Because the same people you let go will go back and kill you some more. So if you really want to stop the war, end it then on the spot. Don't let them get away. And had in the Battle of Badr, we stamp them out. Don't let them get away. Don't worry about the booty. Go out and get them. Annihilate them. Chop off their heads. Yeah. Sounds crazy. But that's the way it is. This is what Allah said. But Allah allowed it to happen. Why? Because some of the people that were the prisoners of war in Badr wound up becoming Muslim. Suhail ibn Amr, one of the great companions, I told you he became a companion on the very day of the Al-Fat. He's the one who wrote Sira Hudaybiyah. He's the one that told the Prophet to raise his name. He's the one. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a way of one day making your enemy your friend. Everybody's not the same. Everybody is not the same. So Allah's mercy, He allowed Suhail ibn Amr and others. Allah permitted it because Allah could have stopped it. But Allah allowed it to happen. It was His qadr because of what would happen. And then Suhail ibn Amr became a great companion and fought in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalid ibn Walid became a great companion and became Saifullah, the sword of Allah. So brothers and sisters, I close and tell you that out there are people, all kinds of people. Some of them are Christians, some of them are Jews, some of them are homosexuals, some of them are politicians, some of them are white, some of them are black, some of them are drug dealers, some of them are pagans. But don't worry about that now. You don't know what they'll be tomorrow. Go after them. Go get them. And just maybe, there's an Umar ibn Khattab out there right now that you think is an enemy. And maybe today he is, but you don't know what tomorrow will bring. Maybe, a'udhu billah, Allah will take us out and we become disbelievers. And the disbelievers become believers. A'udhu billah min zalik. I want the disbelievers to become believers, but I don't want the believers to become disbelievers. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. He forgive us our sins in this month of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to accept our fast for Allah. Oh Allah, we have fasted these days for you. Please accept it. Oh Allah, we have stood in the month of Ramadan in Salatul Taraweeh, Salatul Tahajjud, Laylatul Qiyam. We stood for you. Please accept it. Oh Allah, your servants have stood up at night searching for Laylatul Qadr. Please accept the worship. Oh Allah, some of your servants have died in the month of Ramadan. Please accept.